Hard Rock officials say a series of public forums has helped sway public opinion in favor of the $800 million casino development. Teresa Tees said she was against the casino at first, but now will vote yes.
I read the literature that was out there. I went to meetings. I asked questions. I talked to people who were supporting it and realized that I had made a very uninformed decision initially.
Nathan Beck leads a group opposed to the casino. They've staged rallies and also done some door-to-door campaigning.
The bottom line is we're all energized and we're all working very hard to defeat this.
If voters give the thumbs up, Hard Rock will compete with MGM in Springfield and Mohegan Sun in Palmer for the lone casino license available in western Massachusetts. Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.